9:06, Jason was just showing me video of Lefty Mickelson. A backward chip shot. Unbelievable. You know what, after I always say I'm going to do this and then I forget, I do have to remember it was right-handed. Is it right-handed? Yeah, I guess so, huh? Wow. I have to remember to post this. I always say I'm going to post these videos and then I forget. When these guys do that, you wonder how they ever miss a shot. I mean, it's just they do things in such a way. You know, it just makes me wonder why I keep trying. But I do. What happens is, I make some good shots, and then I can't hit the ball. And then I make some more good shots, and then I can't hit the ball. And you just get so frustrated. You just do. But enough about golf. I want to start this hour. This is kind of interesting. Now, I realize that this race that does not impact a fair chunk of the listening area of this show. The show covers a good chunk of the northern three-fifths of Wisconsin. The race I'm about to discuss is the 6th Congressional District. Now, it does reach into the listening area of all three stations this show is on. There are listeners to our Green Bay station that live in the 6th. Living in the 8th is more common for listeners to WTAQ. Those of you listening at WHBL in Sheboygan, this is right in your wheelhouse. You are in the middle of the 6th Congressional District. WSAU in Wausau to its eastern listening border. There are people impacted by this. So I understand that, discussing this race, well, what's in it for me? Well, that's where my job comes in. Even if you don't get a vote in the 6th Congressional District, which I do not, I live in the 8th. Many of you listening live in the 8th or the 7th. But a fair number of you listening also live in the 6th. So how do I take a topic about a race that does not impact a majority probably of the listeners and come up with a way to make it relevant to all the listeners? Well, that's why I have this job, because I have come up with a way to do that. Now, I will say this. The race is already somewhat relevant to the entire state because Tom Petri, longtime Republican, extremely moderate, is stepping down, and replacing a 35-year veteran is newsworthy throughout the state. And particularly in the way that he departed. State Senator Glenn Grothman jumped in to challenge him from his right, and Petri didn't want anything to do with that, and he was gone. It was already believed that he was potentially going to face a challenge. But when it happened, he was gone. Grothman jumped in, and then when Petri jumped out, two other state lawmakers, Dewey Strobel and Joe Lipum, jumped in. So just the fact that a guy who is seen as emblematic of rhinoism and what's wrong with Washington, Petri, just completely disengaged from his district, had become of D.C. and not Fond du Lac. Okay, that in and of itself is something. But this particular story, I think, is relatable to anybody listening in Wisconsin because it deals with the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. I have argued for some time that the League of Women Voters is not a nonpartisan organization. They are a liberal organization. And particularly in Republican primaries, Republican conservative candidates should remember that. That this is unfriendly territory. This is not dissimilar to the situation at the national level, where finally now the Republican National Committee is deciding they should pick and choose as to which news outlets get their primary debates. Because NBC, CBS, CNN salivate at the notion of having a bunch of conservative candidates, Republican candidates, as they did in 2012, and mock them and openly debate them. Remember that spectacle? Of the moderators actually debating? There was it Scott Pelley and Newt Gingrich? I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. There were others, but I mean, that was the more notable one. And finally, so you know what? This is stupid. Let's have a venue where the moderator is conservative, or at least to some degree neutral, because we are trying to get a gauge for conservatives, for Republicans on these candidates. The League of Women Voters in Wisconsin, as I said, is a very liberal organization. And they do arrange, they host, they sponsor candidates' forums. They had arranged one for, there are four candidates. Three get all the attention because people have some idea of who they are. The fourth is a former technical college instructor. I'm not even trying to pronounce his name. Tom Deno or Denow, I'm not sure. But the two state senators, Grothman and Lapham, and the state representative, Dewey Strobel, obviously are the glamour candidates, if you will. I don't think any of them would want me calling them the sexy candidates, so I will call them the glamorous candidates, and even that, the high-profile. How about that? The high-profile candidates. Yesterday, the story in that race was they were falling all over themselves to support term limits and self-imposed term limits on their part if elected. Yesterday, there was a development where State Senator, I believe it was Joe First, but I'm not sure. I believe so, though. State Senator Joe Lapham announced he will not take part in an Ozaukee County candidates forum in protest of the event's sponsor. In an announcement released Tuesday, Lapham said he will not attend the League of Women Voters-sponsored forum on July 14th in Mequon because of the organization's efforts to reverse voter ID legislation that Lapham authored in the Wisconsin Senate. In his release, Lapham said he was disappointed that the League of Women Voters had announced that all four Republican 6th District candidates, himself, Senator Glenn Grothman, Dewey Strobel, and Tom Deno of Oshkosh, would appear. Apparently, he never agreed to appear at that one. Grothman also, in a news release yesterday, said he will skip the LWV forum as well. By the way, this is from the Sheboygan Press. So that leaves the guy nobody's ever heard of, Tom Denow, I'm sorry if I don't know which is the right way to pronounce it, and Dewey Strobel. So what will Dewey do? Will Dewey decide to go, even though they did spot, here's what's going on, they're basically challenging the photo ID law. In fact, here is the exact statement from Lapham's campaign. My campaign has notified the League of Women Voters that I will not be participating in any forums it organizes due to the LWV taking a lead role in trying to block the strong photo ID requirement for voting that I authored. No Republican candidate dedicated to voter ID reform should be taking part in any events hosted by an organization dedicated to stopping the voter ID requirement I worked for nearly a decade to get signed into law. It is my understanding Senator Grothman also has declined to take part in this event, and I thank him for that. I'm also disappointed the LWV put out a statement claiming that all three candidates, now this is from Wright, Wisconsin, and Wright, Wisconsin is pretending there are only three candidates, and I'm not sure why they're doing that. They actually changed, I believe they changed Joe's statement from 4 to 3. Since no one from my campaign actually confirmed my attendance, and Grothman will not be attending as well. I have been and will continue to take part, blah, blah, blah. I won't blah, blah, blah that. And will continue to participate in forums with my fellow Republicans, but I won't be a party to this campaign event organized by a group legally challenging and actively misrepresenting voter ID reform. Grothman's campaign, basically the same thing. Now, before I go on, let me say this. On Thursday, July 31st, we will be airing and video streaming a forum from 9 to 11 with these four candidates. And I can say all four campaigns have agreed. I will be questioning all four candidates. There will not be a panel. It will take place for 2 hours. All four campaigns have indicated they will take part. There's a reason I stress this. All four have said they will take part. Here's what Dewey Strobel told Wright, Wisconsin. And Dewey has so far not backed out of the League of Women Voters. It doesn't surprise me that Senator Liebbaum isn't willing to face the voters and tell them where he stands. Career politicians are always looking for the easy way out. Senator Liebbaum's decision to avoid these forums, despite what his campaign told mine just days ago, falls in line with the decision he and his Senate friends made to avoid passing conservative reforms this past session. It might be difficult, Senator Liebbaum prefers to pass. Okay, I have not picked a horse in this race. Again, I don't get to vote in the 6th Congressional District. But Dewey, come on. You know that Joe has agreed to take part in my debate. And I believe that he's already, I could be wrong, but I believe he's already taken part in another one. I don't have a problem with any Republican candidate skipping the League of Women Voters. And it, quite frankly, it goes beyond the photo ID issue. They're a liberal outfit. I don't see anywhere here where he, maybe he didn't know at the time that Glenn was skipping it as well. Maybe he didn't know that. They have, Joe is going to be part of our debate. And that one is on July 31st, 9 to 11. I sent the release out this morning to media throughout the state, and all four candidates will be participating. Joe sponsored legislation for photo ID. They're going to court to block something he sponsored. I think it's a rational explanation. I understand Dewey taking advantage of this. I do. But I don't agree with it. I do agree with pulling out of this. And in fact, I hope, and this is where I said I would generalize it to everybody. Republicans should not accept, Republicans should skip these debates. Now, here's the problem. The League of Women Voters, in many cases, is the only game in town. That's where they're inclined to take these. However, Dewey does know that Joe has agreed to take part in one, mine, which is going to be much more high profile than this one. I have no problem with Republicans skipping this thing. It's 9:21.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.